Hello, fellow writer. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual writing coach, welcoming you to Write Your Heart Out, a series of podcasts for writers. Today's podcast is titled Advice to a Struggling Writer. At some point in your writing life, you will struggle, whether that struggle is creative, professional, psychological, family-related, or health-related, you will face it. The question, then, is not whether you will encounter struggles in your writing career. The question is, how will you handle those struggles when they arise? Here are 10 tips that have helped me during the many struggles of my own writing life. Number 1, hold on to your dream and never give up. No matter what happens, no matter what family and friends may say, never let go of your dream to write. Pursue it with passion. Eventually, you will reap your reward. Number 2, be disciplined in your writing schedule. Treat your writing with the same respect with which you treat your job. Set a regular time to write, show up at your computer, and write. Number 3, learn all you can about the writing craft and the writing profession. The more you learn, the better equipped you will be to keep pressing forward when times are tough. Number 4, hang out with writers who have done what you want to do. Learn from the best. If you want to be a great writer, put yourself under the teaching and mentorship of great writers. Number 5, be teachable and open to constructive criticism. Listen to what editors and published writers have to say about your work. Put aside your ego. It will stand in the way of your learning and keep you from writing success. Number 6, attend writers' conferences. Networking is key to success in any profession. When you attend writers' conferences, you make professional and personal connections that often last a lifetime. We all need one another to move forward in life, and this is especially true in the writing life. Number 7, join a critique group of writers who know more than you do. Key descriptor, who know more than you do. Many critique groups resemble the blind leading the blind or are simply social clubs. Like the man who marries up, so should you marry up when joining a writing critique group. Number 8, promote other writers whom you respect and admire. To help another writer is never to diminish oneself. The writer you encourage today may be the one who encourages you tomorrow. Number 9, pray for God's direction as you write. God has books and stories and articles for you to write that no one else can write. Don't waste your time imitating other writers. There is only one person who can write what you are called to write, and that person is you. Number 10, write the works of your heart, those that inspire your passion. Do not chase trends. They come and go. And by the time you finish your project, the trend may have become passé, or there will be a new trend. Write under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let Him use you as His pen to write the works of His heart. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more podcasts for writers as I help you to get from where you are to where you want to be in your writing life. If you have any specific questions about writing and publication, please email me at Dr. Marianne, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at MarianneDiIorio.com. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual writing coach, encouraging you to keep on writing your heart out.